right, hey, let's go with a bonus episode of the CooperCast podcast. You know, the fun podcast for you, the mini motoring community. I'm your host, Dale Blankenship, and since we have five Tuesdays this month, we're going to do a bonus episode. It's going to be short, not real big, not real deep, not real interesting. Wait, no, it's kind of interesting anyway. All right, so hey, I figured for the first bonus cast here, I thought we'd take a little trip back to when we bought our first Mini back in 2007 from Checker Flag Mini down here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Our motoring advisor filled us in on the fact that Mini is the only car that comes with Friends as standard equipment. And it's true. If you've got Minis, if you've been to Mini events, Mini runs, Mini clubs, you understand that fact, right? Well, there's this thing called the Rules of the Road for Mini. Now, you can Google search it or Bing search it. There's a bunch of other websites that have their versions of Mini rules. But I went to MiniUSA.com and got the word straight from the horse's mouth, if you will. So here are the 10 rules of motoring a Mini. These are official, so don't have a problem with me. Take it up with Mini. So number one, and I feel like I need to do this because I don't think a lot of the new Mini owners get this info from their salespeople. Remember, way back then, they were called motoring advisors. I don't even know if they use that term anymore. I don't know. I just don't know. Have to find out. But they also used to have a lot of really neat little marketing things for Mini USA at the dealerships where, you know, just the fun side of owning a Mini. I think they've kind of gotten away from a little bit, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on here. But the rules of the road, the first one is always park next to another Mini. So if you're in a parking lot and you see another Mini, you are obligated, thanks to these rules, that you need to park near that Mini, next to it if you can, in front of it or back, depending on how the parking lot's laid out, or just near it. There's strength in numbers, and you know, hey, look, if we all stick together, maybe it'd be a little safer out there. Now, our Minis are relatively small little cars, although they're getting bigger, and we'll maybe talk about that in a bit here too. But we can fit into some parking places that a lot of other cars can't. That doesn't mean you want to, because remember, if you squeeze your Mini in there, those people on either side of you may not have a brain in their head, and the four brain cells they have bouncing off of each other might not let them know not to open their doors into your Minis. Although I will say, out of all the Mini events I've been to, I bet I haven't seen 10 Minis total with a door ding on them. So by golly, us Mini guys are doing pretty good. Mini gals too. I don't mean to be sexist there. Us Mini owners are doing a pretty good job parking where we need to park. So I don't see many door dings on our Minis. But most of us kind of park over in the North 40, kind of away from everywhere. And then you come out and you got some moron, and he's parked right next to your Mini. So that's one reason why you want to park near another Mini. I always try to park on the end of the line. That way, you only have a chance of getting door dings from one side of the car. And I had somebody tell me years ago, he likes parking beside four-door cars. I started thinking about that. Then you have two chances to get a door ding from one side of the car. So if you can park next to a vehicle with four doors, it's going to be a little safer for you, possibly. And of course, minivans with a sliding door, that's even safer. Although, yeah, I don't know. That's not what I want to do. So rule number one, always park next to another Mini. Rule number two, and boy, this is a big one. It drives me bananas. Wave to other Minis. Now, I know there's many people out there going, I'm not waving to another damn Mini. Well, don't. That's up to you, okay? But waving to a Mini, I mean, Jeep guys do it. Corvette guys do it. I guess some stick-in-the-mud Mini owners don't want to do it. But that's, again, that's you. But waving at a Mini just goes, hey, I was dumb enough to buy. I mean, no, I was smart enough to buy one of these cars also. Now, you know, there's different ways to wave. What you can do is, you know, a couple of cool fingers up like, hey, how you doing? Or, you know, a thumbs up. Or, you know, I've seen people throw their hand up out of the sunroof. I think it's cool when you see somebody coming at you. And you see the hand go up on the top of the steering wheel and you go, yep, I'm getting a wave. And just as I get to you, bink, that hand goes up. You do, you get a wave. Now, what I've had folks tell me is they wave at somebody. And if they don't wave, they wave back even more obviously. And if they still don't wave, they flip them off. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. They don't flip them off. Matter of fact, that's one of the things that Mini says is you put away that middle finger. That's coming up in another rule a little bit later on here. So if you get a chance, you see another Mini coming at you, throw a hand up, wave. Rule number three, and we talked about this on a previous episode of the CooperCast. Give your Mini a name. Now, whatever you name it, doesn't matter. It's your Mini. Name it whatever the hell you want to name your Mini. If you want to name it a cutesy name, cool. If you want to name it a fancy name, that's cool too. Cartoon characters, superheroes, looking at you, Florida guys. You know who you are. Movie stars, cartoon characters. I mean, I've got a mini named Elmo, so he's a Muppet car, I guess. So give your mini a name. And again, there's many owners going, I'm not naming my car. That's dumb as hell. Well, you know, again, like I said in that episode of the Cooper Cast, the Navy names all their ships. Everybody with a boat is named their boat. Airplanes, they have names. The heck is wrong with naming your mini? So give your mini a name, set it apart. And that kind of segues us right to rule number 4. No two mini should look alike. Just because they may come from the factory, same color, same options, same this, same that, it gets to you. Mini used to have a thing called UFOing your mini. That makes it your mini. Stripes, wheels, for God's sakes, don't do this, but I've seen people put eyelashes on their minis. We were at Mickey and Minnie's down in Orlando several years ago, and we're leaving downtown Disney, and there's a line of minis, and there's some ladies directing traffic. And the lady says, your mini doesn't have eyelashes like the one in front of you. And I said, nor will it ever. And I'll stand by that as long as I live. But again, if you've got eyelashes on your mini, I might laugh at you a little bit. But it ain't my mini. It's your mini. You do what you want to your mini. I like when people get on the Facebook groups and, should I put this color stripes or that color stripes on my car? Ain't nobody else paying for those stripes. Put the color stripes you want on your car. If you follow somebody else's suggestion and then you hate it 6 months down the road, you know what? I guess that's kind of on you. So do what you want with your mini. Make it yours. So rule number 4, no two mini should look alike. Rule number 5, it's a little goofy, but it is what it is. Mini says to treat SUV drivers with compassion. So they're driving those big old behemoths, getting like 15 miles to the gallon. They need 18 places to park a big old Suburban or Yukon or Denali or whatever the hell they're driving. They've got 15 kids headed to Little League practice, and they're in front of you when you're on a mini run through the curves. And they're running 20 miles an hour. We've all been there. It might always have been an SUV, but it's always some big car that's going slow. So rule number 5, treat SUV drivers with compassion. I guess you could put pretty much any other make or style of vehicle in there, but Mini says SUV driver, so by golly, that's what we're sticking with. Rule number 6 is put away that middle finger. They also say, and lay off the horn too. We're lovers, not fighters. Yeah, you're getting some of those road rage incidents. You might need to whip out a little bit of fighter to you, but face it, we got minis. We are not buffaloing anybody out of the way. We are not an intimidating car make. Again, you get back to those SUV people, they get right on your tail, you're going to get over for them. And I've got 40 years in the body shop industry. At least the smart people will get the hell out of the way. Get over, let them people go on. They'll never be in your life again. See you later, bye. And besides, we're driving a mini. We're having fun. What do we got to flip anybody off about? Now, again, you get that old person. No offense, because I'm kind of one of them now. But you get that non-driver, let's put it that way, in the twisties, and you're on a run. You're leading a bunch of minis, and you're trying to have a little bit of fun, legally, of course. And you get behind a guy going 20 mile an hour in a 45 mile an hour zone just because there's a couple of curves. Yeah, you might want to whip out that finger, but just kind of chill out a little bit. Enjoy the ride. You're driving a mini, right? No big deal. Don't worry about it. So rule number 6, put away the middle finger. Rule number 7, embrace the mini community. Now, I'm all for this. Mini says rule number 7 is everyone's welcome here. We may be different, but we're better together. And I will tell you, in all the different car groups I've been in over the years, I could probably count on less than 2 hands the number of just total buttheads, trying to be nice, that I've run into during a mini run. That counts Mini Takes the States going back to 08. Minis on the Dragon going back to 08. I've put on a ton of mini runs. I bet there's probably less than 5 just total jerks that I've run into. Now, other people may say that about me, and it is what it is. You play that by ear, okay? Yeah, my wife Regina and I went up to Elmer P. Bean's Minis Take Bucks County run up in Pennsylvania a few years ago. And my friend Kathy Roman introduced me to the group and said, everybody, this is Dale Blankenship, and he is the nicest asshole you'll ever meet. She's not wrong. But I mean, as far as us mini owners go, I know folks from all walks of life. You know, I don't care what political party you are. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what orientation you are. When you're in a mini, damn it, you're a mini person, okay? As long as you're not a jerk, you're all damn right with me, okay? And we have a good time with everybody. So you hop in your Mini, you get motoring, we're all one, right? So embrace that Mini community. That's rule number 7 from Mini USA. Rule number 8 in the official rules of the road from Mini. Find a co-pilot who's ready for adventure. Human, kitten, or canine. They should always be ready to ride. And having the right co-pilot makes the trip absolutely worthwhile. Having the wrong co-pilot makes the trip 10 times longer than it's got to be. I know stories from Mini Takes the States a couple of events ago where people just weren't meshing with their co-pilot and they literally dropped them off at an airport and they flew back home. They went the rest of the way by themselves. That is absolutely a true story. I cannot remember who it was. I'd tell you if it was, but yeah, it's a funny story. Another thing is during Mini Takes the States, we have a lot of folks coming up that'll be doing Mini Takes the States solo. Those people need to find a co-pilot, but I'll be honest with you. We're headed to Minis on the Dragon in less than 48 hours for me, and I'm going solo, and there is something to be said about motoring solo. Now, when you get there and you're on a run, you got a radio, you get to talk to people, so that solo crap goes out of the window. You have a co-pilot, they're just at a Mini in front of you or a Mini behind you. And besides, when it's just you in the car, you get to pick the damn radio station. A lot to be said for that. Or podcast. I might suggest like maybe the CooperCast podcast, but you know, that's up to you. So rule number 8, grab yourself a co-pilot, hop your happy butt in a Mini, and head out on an adventure. All right, now this is one, rule number 9, that I do, and I did it way before Minis, but if you're a car person, you get this, okay? And if you don't do this, maybe you're not a car person, but I'm telling you, everybody that loves what they drive does this. Rule number 9, admire your Mini. As you get out of your Mini and you go into a store or work or wherever, look over your shoulder and look back at that little car. It's sitting out there just waiting for you. Mini words that are saying, an over-the-shoulder glance as you walk away is perfectly normal. And it is. Now, I don't know if you have to pet it on the bonnet and go, baby, I'll be right back in a little bit, okay? But I assure you, there's some of us out there that have done that. All right, there's some of you out there that have done that. I'm not going to say I've ever done that. But I saw a bumper sticker one time that says, it basically sums this up. It says, if you don't look back at your car when you're walking away from it, you bought the wrong car. So rule number 9, as per Mini USA, admire your Mini. Look at that pretty little car as you're walking away from it. And know pretty soon you're going to hop back in it and motor on. And that brings us to rule number 10. Actually, it says rule number 37, and you know where the 37 comes from. That's Mr. Patty Hopkirk's number from the 1964 Monte Carlo rally, where many set the world on fire. Not literally, they just won the rally. And rule number 37, which is really number 10, but for rule number 37, always be ready to rally. And we've had that. We've actually been on Mini runs, and we're going to a restaurant after one of our Mini runs. And somebody radios back there, our sweeper in our group says, hey, we've got another Mini following us. And we pull into our little restaurant, and the person following us whips in behind us and says, hey, what are y'all doing? And we told them, hey, look, we're a Mini group. We're on a Mini run. We're going to a restaurant. Come on in and have dinner with us. And they absolutely did. Folks just, you know, riding down the road, minding their business, saw a bunch of Minis, whipped in behind us, came in, had dinner with us, and they've been a club member ever since. So that person was absolutely a rule number 37. That person was always ready to rally, jumped in and rallied with us. Mini words, rule number 37 as do it for fun, do it for a good cause. If you know, you know. And having said that, that transitions us into the next little bit of information. Minis on the Dragon coming up this coming weekend. This is dropping on Tuesday the 30th. You still got time. If you're, I'd say anywhere around the Virginia, Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, West Virginia, maybe Ohio, anywhere in that area. If you're less than 8 to 10 hours, you have time to get to Fontana Village in North Carolina. It's right on the border almost of Carolina and Tennessee. And make it to Minis on the Dragon. MiniesOnTheDragon.com. Get you all the information that you need. Even though registration is closed, if you've got a few bucks, you can still show up and pay your registration. And even if you don't get registered in, I don't want to tell you to do this, but show on up anyway. One or two extra Minis isn't going to hurt a thing. We won't even recognize that you haven't paid anything. I counted over 30 actual drives. You have bingo. You have a cigar salon. We have a welcome dinner. We have a farewell dinner. There's a cabin crawl. So we go to all the cabins and they all have a signature drink. And it's kind of hilly, so I think it'd be kind of interesting watching some of those people that have been to several cabins kind of stumble down the hills. That might be worth sitting to. There's a car show this year. Our buddy Zeke, the Canadian, he's got a dragon parade that he does up the dragon and back. Nice, slow, sedate speed. So if you're worried about the dragon, that's the time to do it. And also, there's all the other roads around the dragon. Folks go, oh, I got to go do the dragon. Yeah, you do. But then go hit the Cherahola Skyway, Foothills Parkway, do Hellbender back down towards Robbinsville. There's a bunch of other roads. Just to set it up real quick for you, the dragon is a bunch of hairpins all strung together. It's stab and steer, stab and steer, stab and steer. And it's fun, don't get me wrong. But all the other roads around the area have nice open sweepers. A lot more fun, in my opinion, to drive. So I got some advice from our very first Minis on the Dragon. One of our HR Mini members, Don Roberts, who's been to every single Minis on the Dragon since the very first one, he said, get up in the morning, go do the Dragon, get your picture taken. Back then, it was only Daryl Cannon from Killboy, but there's a few other copycats out there that do photos now. But you get your picture taken, you can buy pictures of your Mini driving the Dragon. He said, and then go do all the other roads. They're less crowded, there's less traffic, there's more fun. It's not patrolled as much as the Dragon is. But there's a lot more other roads and other things to do at Minis on the Dragon than just drive the Dragon. And then don't forget, coming up, just about 3 months, Mini Takes the States. Starts in Albuquerque, runs up to Seattle. 2 years ago, I was over here on the East Coast, and all of us East Coast guys had fun. This year, you West Coast guys have it. So we're driving out to Albuquerque, and we're going to drive up to Seattle with everybody else. And we're going to drive back to Virginia. So that's going to be a haul, but it's going to be worth it. You don't have to do the whole thing. Even if you can only do a day or two, do it. You'll be motoring with a bunch of friends. When they have the Rise and Rally get together in the morning, and then everybody leaves, they literally shut down all the roads, and we all go out at the same time. So watching 500, 600, 800 Minis driving out and and totally pissing off the morning rush hour traffic, it's pretty cool. It really is. I mean, if you haven't felt like a rock star, that will make you feel like a rock star. And you can check out all about that at minitakesthestates.com as well. Now we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, one little thing that I really think we need to talk about again. We talked about it a couple of episodes ago. Is those damn Facebook scammers and all the Facebook groups. I've had a couple more reports where people lost some money to those scammers. So have a little quick way you can identify them. So hang tight just a minute. We will be right back with that. Boom, we're back, just like that. All right, so I know I talk kind of fast sometimes, so I'm going to slow down a little bit because this is a thing. This is a fun podcast, but when you lose money and get screwed out of your money, it's not so much fun. So when you're in the Facebook groups, you'll see people selling things. Or if you ask about something, somebody will chime in and go, I got it. Yeah, maybe they do, maybe they don't. Here's what I'm going to tell you to do, how to check and see if somebody's legit in the Facebook groups. Thing number one, they will tell you to send them a direct message. They won't actually answer your question. Send me a direct message, bro. I've seen them do that. Send me a DM. Message me. DM me. That's usually a big sign. So anybody says that, run the hell away from them. Another thing, when somebody says they have that, go over, visit their Facebook profile. Couple of things you want to look for in their profiles. Go to their about section. Now, if they are a legitimate business, they're going to have an address, they're going to have a phone number, they're going to have a website, may have a few other things on there. But every damn one of these scammers, they have nothing there. You tell me in 2024, what legitimate business doesn't have a website, doesn't have an address listed, doesn't have a phone number. I'll tell you who, scammers, that's who. Another thing that you want to do, jump on over on their profile and look at their pictures. Now, don't just look at their pictures. I always click on the first one, and then I just scroll through all their pictures. And you will see that damn near every one of those pictures, and I've seen 50 pictures at a time, they were all added on the same exact day. That's not going to happen. Look at the background of those pictures. Some of those pictures will have parts sitting on grass. Some will be on a table. Some will be on tile. Some will be on concrete. If it's a legitimate business, they're all going to have pretty much the same background. What these guys do is they steal pictures from all over the internet and they post it on their Facebook page all in one day. And another quick way to check is go to the very first picture, or the last picture, if you will, the bottom picture on their profile. And it usually is no more than a couple of weeks to a month old. So that means they had another Facebook profile and they finally got caught and they took all the pictures and took it over to this page. Now they're some other auto parts or some other mini parts. So I don't want to see you guys get screwed out of your money, okay? One other thing, and I think this is hilarious. These guys will have pictures of a bunch of different cars that they're disassembling. Now, they're supposed to be California, Texas, wherever. And you look real close at the photographs, okay? Some of the cars they're disassembling are right-hand drive. If you're in Texas or California or Nebraska or wherever, there's not going to be a right-hand drive car there, okay? Also, look at the license plates. You'll see a lot of them that they're disassembling have the big, long European license plates. Now, maybe somebody bought one and put it on the front, but when you see it on a rear bumper, yeah, that's not a United States picture. And conversely, I've seen it the other way. I've seen them say that they were in Germany or in the UK, and they had left-hand drive cars with, you know, a license plate from Florida or something on it. Yeah, it's probably a scammer too. So guys, be smart. Don't get taken. Follow those 10 rules for mini motoring fun. As for me, Wednesday morning, I am headed to the Dragon. So we're going to go down there. Hope the weather's going to be good. Right now, it looks like it's going to be a little wet, but, you know, being wet is wet. Still fun. You just got to drive a lot smarter, right? And like I've said before, all you clubs out there, head on over to the CooperCast Facebook page. Let me know. Shoot me a message over there. If you've got runs coming up, we'll post it up on an upcoming episode. Remember, we drop new episodes on the first and third Tuesdays of each month. Might be a little tougher because I don't get back till Sunday, but we'll try to have a somewhat, maybe a Dragon recap for the first Tuesday of the month out. And hey, hop over to the CooperCast Facebook page. I'll have some videos and some updates of the goings-on out at the Dragon, so it should be fun. So that's where you can interact with us over there at the CooperCast Facebook page. Have questions over there, like post a picture of your Mini. That's a cool spot to hang out and, you know, try to get this podcast rolling. Speaking of that, if you got 5 spare minutes, don't forget to tell your friends about the podcast. Like, share the podcast. That helps us spread the word and get it out a little bit. Working on getting some merch up, so some hats and things like that. Well, that reminds me, we'll have some stickers and maybe a few buttons for the CooperCast to give away out at the Dragon. So if you hear this and you're at the Dragon, track me down. The stickers we'll have at registration, but I've got some buttons. Try to find me for that. Other than that, hey, thanks for tuning in to the first bonus episode of the CooperCast podcast. Really means a lot when you take time out of your day to give us a listen. Again, I'm your host, Dale Blankenship. Thanks so much for listening. And until we talk again, please motor safely. And hey, don't forget to wave.